This episode was created with the support of Free FM, Hamilton, New Zealand's community access media organisation. Visit us at freefm.org.nz.
The following contains graphic depictions of body horror. You are listening to Tales from the Guild Shadows of Paradigm. This is part 22 of our story. If you have missed the other parts, you can find them on freefm.org.nz or on your favourite podcast distributor. When we last left our heroes, they had discovered that they were trapped within a book that draws upon the knowledge of those trapped within it. They now work to piece together the story they have found themselves in, hoping to find a way out.
What's this kingdom called?
She doesn't know what the kingdom's called. Ooh,
she's looking a bit funny.
We're just trying to get ready for a pop quiz.
Oh, she's looking really funny. Oh, I don't like the look on her face at all. I'm sorry.
She straightens up and looks both a little confused and sure of herself. Silston. Then you hear under her breath, "Why did I want to say Bargos?"
What's Bargos?
I don't know. Amadeus, neither of those names are familiar.
Magnus, are either of those names familiar to you?
Magnus and...
Silstern Bargos.
I mean...
You read a lot of, like, military histories and stuff.
Yeah, sure. Give me a history check at disadvantage.
I rolled 13 twice.
13 total?
Yep.
Okay.
No. Not banging any drums.
All evidence points to they're just names of places and stories that people who have been taken into this book before you have come across.
Okay, that's where you get back to it. Probably best to run any major decisions through my office.
Yes, that makes sense, Lord Fazia.
Thank you. Anyway, since we've sent Jeffrey off back to the laundry, would I be able to borrow somebody as a guide? Just because I've got a lot on my mind and...
She looks over at her roster and grabs a duster on a stick and reaches up over her head, rubs out a bit of space and gets a chalk on a bit of stick and draws up some lines and adds in a new column that just is titled Vizierial Guide. And you guys head off back the way you came as the head maid starts organizing things. And she does inform you a servant will be sent within a few moments once she has figured out who to assign. Yeah.
So Magnus, what do you make of all of this?
Mostly what I make of it is Amadeus is kind of acting like a shady vizier, trying to take control of the kingdom from the king.
I think you're right. I think he's getting too into his character.
I'm just trying to adapt to the insane situation in which we have now found
ourselves. Amadeus is going to go back to his room and there's going to be poison in there for driving the king mad.
He's going to have a little secret drawer under his desk and it's going to be like plans for domination.
Have you checked your office desk yet for your papers?
I don't even...
Your evil papers?
I haven't even been to my office yet. I woke up in my bedroom.
And as you guys are doing this and pass the front hall, there is a...
Just in time.
As a bunch of trumpets sound and a servant in blindingly blue and silver attire bursts through the door, announcing the arrival of the emissary of Cydonia and his daughter, Lord and Lady Vishar.
Not king and princess. Whatever.
Emissary and princess? Princess and prince?
Not prince and princess. Whatever. Well, I guess so.
So is this the emissary and the prince?
This is the emissary and his daughter.
Yes.
Not necessarily the younger brother.
Yes, okay, sorry. I thought the younger brother had hitched up on the way, and I was like, damn, making moves in silence.
good for him, I guess.
You see these two people enter, one, a older male and a younger woman.
Are they dwarves? Are they humans?
Skeletons.
Skellingtons.
They are, you want to say elves, as they have the elven ears. But their faces are like this pinkish white, but around where the hairline starts, it transitions to blue and it's kind of rings around their face. So their face is white, but around their ears are blue, around their head is blue. The front part of their neck is also white. Their palms are white and everything else is this pale sea blue. And both of them have these insanely deep green eyes.
Whoa, do they have hair? Is it more tentacly? Yeah. Or?
It is.
Do they have a long single braid?
They're not avatars. people from Avatar are called.
Navi.
Navi.
Oh my God.
They are not Navi.
I bet you learned that language when the movie came out. 100%. Nerd.
I knew it before the movie came out.
Anyway, back on topic. Yeah, they do have hair, and it is snow white. And the young lady does have it braided down and full on down towards the bottom of her back.
Whoa, that's cool looking.
And the older gentleman has it cropped pretty close to his head, but not so close that it's like military crew cut.
Maybe there was a breakup on the journey.
Oh boy, that's not good. So,
how'd you talk to like royals and stuff?
Hey you.
I don't think it's hey you somehow.
What were their titles again?
Lord and Lady, I think.
Only you heard them refer to as Lord and Lady, but I will get you to make me a history check, pulling on knowledge you don't know how you have access to.
Okay.
I think they're father and daughter.
Yes.
8.
10.
0.
You're not entirely sure of their official titles, but so far they have been introduced as Lord and Lady, which, you know, is fair to just call them Lord and Lady Vishar. You wouldn't say my lord or my lady, as you are not their servants or beneath them in any way.
I'm going to take a stab in the dark. welcome Lord and Lady Vishar to King Morgan's castle. I don't know what this place is called, actually.
You're fine. It says, welcome to the castle, Lord and Lady Vela.
Vishar!
Vishar. Yes, that one. I hope you had a relaxing journey.
This is Lord Vishar speaking. Yes, the carriage was quite comfortable.
We were under the impression, Lord Vishar, that King Morgan's younger brother would be traveling with you. Were we mistaken?
Yes, why were you under that impression?
Oh, we got some news that he may be in Codonia, and he's also supposed to be here. We assumed he might be traveling with you. Did you manage to see him in Codonia, after all?
He hasn't been in Codonia for several years. Last I heard, he was in Nevere. And at this, can I get people to make perception checks?
It's like 24.
Hot damn.
Wait, it could be more.
Well,
no, it's 25.
Well, that's good, because I did roll particularly bad.
I think.
Wait. Even with my extra 1d4.
No, it is 25. 23.
So either way.
So only 23.
13?
Only Magnus will notice this.
Phew. Well, at least someone does.
There is a small hole appearing behind Lord Vishar, like the type of hole that would appear when somebody starts to burn paper.
A hole?
A hole.
Like in the fabric of the universe? Or in the wall? Or...
You're too far away to know, but assumedly in the fabric of reality. It's about the size of a coin.
So...
And who else saw it?
Just you.
Just you.
Magnus is going to be like... Sorry, esteemed person.
Guests.
Guests. Esteemed... Oh, esteemed guests... I need to confer with my companion atriots.
One moment, please.
What's going on, Magnus?
Can you see there's like a little thingy.
If he points it out, can we see it?
No. But when you go back to look for it, it's gone.
I think I saw part of the world burning.
What?
Burning how?
So like when I got mad at that book that you loaned me and I threw it in the fire, that's like looked like those pages.
You burnt one of his books?
It was a bad book. Not bad as in, like, poorly written. It just made me really angry.
No, hold on. You'll have to talk about that after we've solved whatever's going on here first.
Yeah, no. Actually, that's... we might... That's concerning. Anyway, so are there any servants coming in to...
Whisk away their...
There are currently servants in the red, purple, and orange uniforms.
Turning back to our guests, issues are issues. Running a country is never easy. My apologies for... that. We will get you guys settled in and see you to your rooms. Do you have any servants or the like that need settled in and...
We're preparing a mighty ball for your arrival this evening, my lord and lady.
That is most gracious of you.
Lady Fashar, would you permit me to help escort you to your chambers? You must be tired after your long journey.
Yes.
See you later, boys.
She kind of just follows. Okay, this is how things are going. This
and my lordy, sir, gentleman, Mr. Lord Weasel.
Not Weasel.
Forgive my compatriot. I am usually the one that does these and...
Yes, it would seem that the Lord General here needs etiquette training.
I just think it's unfair that I have Lord General as a name and everyone else just has one title.
Two titles is usually better than one.
Exactly.
No, that's
Lord General,
actually not true.
Lord Vizier and Lady Knight.
I am the Lady Knight.
We just call him Vizier, though. It's like a bit unfair.
Anyway, let's not...
Oh, goodness.
Okay, we will leave you two get settled in, Lord. And I have a busy time of it with the ball and everything else, so I will leave you to it. If you need anything, ask. We are here to see to your comfort while you are a guest in our halls.
At your serviceness.
Yes. So we will leave him in the care of the servants and his daughter in the care of...
Daughter.
...to it while I try not to panic like a son of a gun. So...
I would like to pick one of the servants who is carrying Lady Vashar's stuff and follow them to wherever her chambers are.
Okay.
But my goal is to strike up a conversation with her and get to know her a little bit and get to know why she's here, what her feelings are about the whole maybe marriage situation, you know, et cetera, et cetera. Is that okay? You probably didn't prepare this, and I apologize.
Hey, that's okay. I improvise a good 20 to 50% of most of our sessions.
That's good. All right, here we go. Let's start improv. But yeah, I would like to lead the Lady Vashar. Well, I would like to follow a servant who is carrying Lady Vashar's items and pretend that I'm leading her towards her chambers for a rest.
Okay.
And I'll say, all right, lady, I'm the Lady Knight, but you can just call me Tanwyn. Is there anything that you would prefer that I call you?
Lady Vashar is fine, but we are not close enough for anything else just yet. I presume you wish to speak with me. What about?
You know, I was just hoping to get your read on the whole visit. Or you've come all the way from Codonia for specific reason, and I just wanted to make sure that everything was all right with you. We've got, if you'll allow me to speak freely, we've got a bit of a succession problem in the kingdom, and...
Yes, so I'm aware.
And we were kind of hoping that you would have struck up a friendship, an understanding, with King Morgan's little brother. But he doesn't seem to be anywhere around.
Yes, Tristan is free-spirited.
Aye.
When I did meet him the one time, he was... Interesting.
Interesting's good. Interesting can be fine.
Mentally elsewhere, like he was planning his next adventure or thinking about one thing or another.
Hey, that sounds like Tristan, all right. I've never met Tristan. I don't know who he is. Well, I hope you'll find your accommodations to your liking. And please, if you have anything that you need to talk about, please feel free to come to me. Again, Tanwyn, Lady Knight... Mm-hmm. I'm always here.
As you're walking and talking, can I get a perception check from you?
Absolutely you can. Yep, it's bad.
Perfect.
I'm going to stop using that dice for tonight because it's rolled me under 10 the whole time. That was a 9.
Cool. Cool. Are we supposed to be going down?
Oh.
And as she says that, you notice that you have indeed gone, maybe not down might not be the right word, but definitely into the ground, because the castle is built into the side of a hill. And suddenly you realize that the servant isn't taking you anywhere near the quarters.
I believe I've taken the wrong term.
Carrying a chest full of Lady Vashar's stuff.
Oh, no. I'm so sorry. I've gotten myself all turned around. This castle is a maze. Excuse me. And I'm calling ahead to the maid who's carrying the things. Excuse me. I've gotten myself turned around again. You know how it is. What's the quickest way back to the quarters, my dear?
The body is facing away from you. The head full on turns 180 degrees. To look back. And just this full smile Dead eyes.
Back the way you came.
I don't believe you should be carrying that.
Why not? As its head tilts.
I'd quite like you to drop that now, please.
But I need to bring it to where it belongs.
And where does it belong? Lady Fashar, get behind me.
That's not your business.
It is my business. I'm the Lady Knight of the castle.
And it just starts booking it.
Oh my gosh. Okay.
It's fast.
Okay, so I think we've had a situation. I'm taking you to the quarters immediately, and I'm going to go and find the general and the vizier. Okay, let's get out of here right now. And I'm going to start ushering Lady Fashar away.
She looks just as concerned and terrified as you are.
As I usher her back, I am going to pull a piece of chalk out of my pockets and mark the way that I've been as I make my way back towards the main hall so I can find my way back to this random tunnel that I found, apparently. Trying to find the butler or the head maid or anybody who looks like they know what that isn't not scary. but not leaving Lady Vashar's side. I do want to still take her to her quarters, especially now. Some of her stuff has been stolen by some weird creature.
Can I get you to just roll me
D6? A D6. Okay. That's a 5.
Cool. You run into the Lord Vizier.
Fantastic.
Hello.
Oh!
Wait. What are you doing here?
No. Something's gone wrong. Amadeus, there's some kind of creature in the castle. We've got to get Lady Vashar to her quarters. We've got to find... We need Magnus.
All right, yeah, Magnus is here.
What?
Oh, he was just around the corner.
As you say that,
I wanted to be in the kitchen.
You got lost.
Amadeus is like...
Not to stop you. You swear that the position of the corridors are constantly shifting for whatever reason.
Probably because the story's always shifting.
Yeah. They want to ask the servants to cut cucumbers.
There's a little meme called Pot Convenience.
It's fine.
Ogres everywhere.
We might need to find the vizier because he might be in trouble.
The vizier.
No, the lord, her father, as I point
out. Lord Vashar.
That one, yes.
I'm so sorry. We're all having a bit of an off day, my lady.
Yes, called my wife. Anyway, we need to find her father, the Lord Vashar. Because she was in trouble, he might be in trouble too. I requested a servant on the way here.
Oh my God, what was his name again?
Did we get assigned anybody?
Jeremy!
No, he went to the laundry.
He got told.
He got told to go to the laundry. Will we officially assign someone? Because we did request, the head maid was organizing it, but we were interrupted by the
arrival.
Not yet, but you presume that there will be somebody around shortly.
Okay. Excellent.
As shifts are about to change.
So I will head back the way we came. And once the servant assigned to us comes up, I will ask that he take us to...
As you go to head back the way that you came, can I get you to roll me either history or perception?
History or perception.
As you're the one that is leading this way back.
History is the better check. 18.
Cool. You end up in the kitchens.
Oh.
This is not where you intended on heading.
Oh, this castle is a maze.
Or we're hitting the potholes. Okay. And the story. Okay. So I...
As you walk into the kitchen, there is this chef just in white clothing, brown pants, a hairnet. And though hair isn't what he has, it's like porcupine quills.
Yeah.
Cool.
You look like the man to talk about cucumbers.
I am?
Okay. We need cucumbers cut into wedges so they can be stacked for the dinner.
Okay. That is doable.
How is the dinner prep going?
Well, we've got most of it. The stock
but
is...
But not the cucumbers.
No. They will go bad by... You clearly have never cooked before.
No, but I've eaten a lot.
Anyway, keep up the good work. We will get out of your... way.
Quills.
You were about to say hair, weren't you? That's actually really offensive.
But the important thing was, I did it. And you did. Anyway, I will turn around and leave.
I'm looking for... I'm assuming the quarters are near where our rooms were, because the king's rooms were kind of near to ours as well, so it...
I mean, the king's rooms were, like, towards the top of things, because, yes, you know...
But they were kind of in the same area.
Ish, yeah.
So I'm...
Same wing, different floor.
Yeah, I'm looking for steps that go upwards to our...
History or perception?
Let's try perception again with a different dice. No laugh at me!
No laugh at me.
Do you need a D4, Tenlin?
No. 12.
You find stairs. You're not sure if they're the right ones, but you found stairs. They both go up and down.
Are these the ones to the rooms? Magnus? Anybody? Amadeus? Do you know?
Man, the keen mind feat would be really useful right now.
Lady Vishar, this is your first time in this maze of a castle. I'm not going to ask you, unless for some reason you're...
Okay, what if we think about going to the rooms really hard?
That's what I've been doing, and so far I've been led into the mountain by some sort of creature.
I'll
and
do
then
it.
I went to the kitchens.
I'll lead the
sure
way.
Are you sure? That place seems rather simply laid out. It's just like the three of you are losing your minds. I've just been following you all.
There's been a lot of that around here lately, my lady.
You don't have to be mad to work here. But
it helps!
That's not what I was going to say.
Anyway, I start leading people upstairs.
Cool.
Because I'm making this up as I go along while these two chuckleheads are chuckling.
As you head up the stairs, you arrive, weirdly enough, in the ballroom. Which is interesting because there's not the giant stairs leading down into the ballroom. There's just doors. Just get to the large landing pair of double doors, which leads into the ballroom.
What?
And it just takes up an entire floor.
Is this where the ballroom was before?
I don't even know what story I got knocked in. Okay, this is...
Do we go through the ballroom to get to the...
No,
we don't. No, sorry, that was a stupid question.
Was it the candlestick in the ballroom?
That's...
Or was it the rope in the kitchen?
Lady Vishar just looks at you all.
Are there any servants?
Give me... actually, I'll roll for that. Yeah, finally.
Oh.
Butler, maid.
Just one of the many manservants. Finally, hands on knees.
Garçon?
That is, my name is Duncan.
Ah, no,
Duncan.
No, Garçon means, like, boy.
Ignore him for the moment. Hi, Duncan.
How have you all been moving so quickly?
I don't know.
I swear, just right before I catch up to you, you turn around the corner and you're not there anymore. What is going on?
Duncan. They're making moves in silence.
I don't know. Right, we need to find Lord Valar.
No, Lord Vishar.
Vishar. I keep thinking, Vishar, we need to find Lord Vishar. If you could lead us to his quarters, please.
Yeah.
Catch your breath first.
Duncan, I've got a very important question to ask you.
Yes.
Can you turn your head 180 degrees all the way around to the back?
I can turn, like, he turns his head over to his like left and right shoulders.
Good.
You mean like 270 degrees or
300?
No. Can your head rotate all the way around so it's upside down?
The Lady Knight had it.
Okay, that's good. All right, fantastic. Let's lead on.
Lead on. Let's go find the Lord.
That's Soul Leader stuff. No.
Oh!
Soul Leaders?
That's what he said.
Who said?
Duncan. This is the out of character.
Okay, Duncan, as soon as we drop off the lady... We're going to need to talk to you.
About Soul Eaters, because WGF.
He makes, like, a religious warding symbol. It's like, okay.
Anyway, lead on. We need to go find a guy.
You've all been in this castle for, like, 5 years at least. How are you the ones that get lost?
I mean, you know.
It's been a day.
It's complicated.
Yeah, that. Just...
Okay.
There are invisible enemies of the kingdom that are working to subvert our movements.
What Magnus said.
Honestly, I'd believe that.
Sure. We follow him. Closely.
Yeah, with a servant in tow, you're able to find where you're supposed to go.
Huzzah.
Which, weirdly enough, rhymes, and I did not mean it to.
You're a poet, and you did not realize.
Indeed. So... Is the Lord alive?
Oh, yeah, he's fine. He's just... How did you all get to your castle?
We got a little bit turned around. Don't worry about it. We're leaving your daughter in your capable hands.
Yes.
And in a few hours, the servants will be around to get ready for the ball.
Yeah.
Wonderful.
Have a lovely rest.
He gives his daughter a look of... confusion and are you okay?
There was some kind of issue with your daughter and her things.
Don't worry about it. We're on the case.
Yes.
And I shut the door.
And we leave. All right, Duncan.
Duncan.
Yes.
So later.
As we are walking away.
Okay, we're having this conversation. Okay.
Mm-hmm. Yes. You have what I like to call important information, because we may have encountered one.
Duncan, what's a soul eater?
They eat souls.
So explain it to me like I've never, ever heard of what a soul eater is before. Like I'm from a different planet.
Explain it to me like I burned a book because I got mad at it.
Okay, that's more understandable.
Okay.
And explain it to Tenwin as well while you're explaining it.
Okay.
You probably don't need to explain it for Amadeus, though.
How did they end up with their positions?
We're very good at fighting.
I'm making disparaging comments to people that are higher up in the food chain.
Do you know how many times you get hit in the head when you're fighting?
Very easily. They have a penchant for violence. That is how they became a general and a knight.
Tenwin claps her hand onto Duncan's shoulder and squeezes, and she says, I'm very good at fighting.
I believe that. Please.
Now, for the sake of just assume that my acquaintances need to be caught up on whatever a soul eater is.
Well, they're myths, right? At least supposed to be. They're like things that mams and nannies and old wives' tales naughty children.
But what do they do in those old wives' tales, Duncan, my lad?
Lure people away to places that they shouldn't be and eat their souls, steal their face, but they never look right. And they can shape their bodies in weird and terrifying ways. They're supposedly close, but not quite, if that makes sense.
It does.
I don't like talking about them, because, quite frankly, my mom did a great job of scaring the jeebus out of me with these stories.
I still haven't
fully accepted that they're not real.
Well, okay.
But, you know, they're just boogeymen.
Right. Good to know.
They kidnap naughty children and they eat them and then take their place and then eventually eat their families and steal souls so that they can one day become whole, I think my mum said.
Big question.
Uh-huh.
Because Magnus does pay attention to his travelling partners. What are your diets like?
In terms of food?
Yeah.
Amadeus has to be reminded to eat most days.
Mm-hmm.
But
like, and what's the breakdown? Proteins, carbohydrates.
He's a tiefling, so he'll eat whatever a normal human eats, and he'll generally eat whatever is put in front of him.
Mm.
It's usually
so. Given we've been travelling, like salt pork and
yeah. So he'll. Yeah.
I feel like you have to create a meal for Amadeus, and it has to be able to be eaten with one hand because he's always reading with the other hand. But if you put down a sandwich,
traveling biscuits,
yeah,
in between.
Yeah, if you put down a sandwich, or if you put down some sliced meats, or if you put down cheese or something, he'll eat it.
Apple.
It's Duncan, right?
Yeah.
Is describing this creature as a boogeyman. Magnus is looking more and more horrified, and then he's just like, Amadeus, you haven't been eating your vegetables.
What does that mean?
He's been a bad boy.
What?
Oh, you think the boogeyman's going to get him because he hasn't been eating his vegetables?
You have to remind that. Okay.
We need to go get some cucumbers.
What is with you and cucumbers today?
You're listening to Tales from the Guild, Shadows of Paradigm.
He's really animated about this, Duncan.
Okay.
He's got some sort of plan about the cucumbers today.
Okay. Back.
Okay.
Back at the big place where the dragon is.
Okay.
There's a dragon?
Don't worry about this.
When the fancy people come over, they have cucumbers that are cut very specifically.
Take me to my office, please. Take us to my office, please. Just while we're having...
Okay, I'm not listening to anything they are saying anymore.
Yeah.
Yes.
And so, yeah, good when call. Fancy people are there, you need cucumbers and they need to be cut specifically.
Okay.
But also, because the boogeyman, my mother always told me that the boogeyman comes for people who don't eat their vegetables. And so if there's lots of freshly cut cucumbers that can be eaten with one hand.
What my dar always told me, I didn't really have like a boogeyman... but my dar always told me that if I went too close to wells and water, that the green woman would get me, Jenny.
Mm-hmm.
And she would come out of the water and she'd grab me and she'd drown me.
Okay, but the boogeyman's real. Duncan's just talked about him.
I saw it. I'm the one who saw it. It was very scary. But don't worry.
And if you fall into water, you actually get cursed with a scarf.
Oh, that's what happened to you. That was Jenny. She did that to you. That's why my dad always told me to stay away from water.
Much to investigate. I feel like maybe Amadeus and Duncan go somewhere slightly different.
Slightly in front. They're both like, not listening.
Duncan is, from his demeanor, other than the slight slip off of just disparaging the three most important people in the kingdom beside the king, he gives the air of somebody who's been in this castle as a servant for at least a few years and has learned to just exist without acknowledging anything around him.
The mental version of la 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 la.
Very, very smart thing to have.
Yeah, that's why I figured I'd give him somewhere to take us. That way he has
something else to focus on.
So, soul eaters.
Can I make a...
Religion.
A religion check. Okay, I can make it a religion check. I won't be very good at it, but I can do it.
Or Arcana, one of the two.
Okay. I would like to make an Arcana check.
Go for it.
Because I have...
Oh, that is a 12 on religion.
That is a natural 20 on
Okay,
Arcana.
Yeah, whatever.
They are a type of fiend. They aren't devils or demons or ugaloths. They're just a fiend.
Hmm.
They eat souls and try to pretend to be people so that they can eat more souls.
Basically confirming what Duncan was saying.
In our world, in the real world, are they thought of as myths and boogeymen, or are they, like, legitimate threats?
I mean, by most people, yes.
Mm.
By the Dernier, no. Soul Eaters have been encountered twice since the Dernier have been organized. Both times ended up with about 200-300 people dead.
Oh my gosh.
With at least 10 of them being Dernier.
Okay, so what I'm thinking is this might be some sort of sophisticated soul eater trap that's bringing people into some sort of imagined world and draining them of their souls, which is why... What's his real name, Marth?
Greystone.
Greystone. Which is why Marth is kind of losing his memory and stuff, maybe?
It certainly seems like whatever magic is powering this seems to be trying to impose the story on whoever ends up here.
Mm. So do we think that the soul eaters in here are real, or do we think that they are characters from some sort of book? Mm. And does that matter? Are they still just as dangerous?
Let's just...
that is a fair question. Is an imaginary soul eater in an imaginary world just as dangerous as a real soul eater?
If you die in the book...
Do you die in real life? That is the question.
Is this SAO?
Because I read a book once where it was own perspective.
Is this Magnus?
This is Magnus.
Okay.
I read a book once where it was from like your own perspective, and then you died in the book, but even though it felt real, I didn't actually die.
No.
Was this a choose your own adventure book?
No, it was just in the number one person, the way you see the book.
Ah, first person perspective.
Yes.
That's the nerd way of saying it.
Second person perspective.
Anyway, how long does it take us to reach...
No, because Magnus is so dumb. He's reading.
Oh, he's reading I and he's going I.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's good.
Oh, goodness.
So, do we reach my...
Yes, you've reached your quarters. It seems that having a servant guide you around negates the whole getting lost in the castle thing.
So, thank you, Duncan.
Stay here. Don't go anywhere.
Okay.
We still need you.
We might need you to
lead us
not
elsewhere.
Get lost.
Yes, my lord.
Great. So, do I have a pile of paperwork on my desk?
There is a pile. It's not as big as you thought it would be. It's...
A couple of centimetres tall.
Yeah.
I would like to look out the window and see if we're still in the same location.
Yeah, you're still in the same location.
Okay.
However, the water is filled with a lot more ice than you last remember.
Ooh. I thought this was meant to be a warm kingdom. There's ice in the water. We're just going wherever, aren't we?
Okay, that's... I'm going to have a look at the paperwork just because I need something to ground me right now.
It's a lot of finances.
Oh,
the kingdom is in a little bit of debt because a lot of money has been spent on trying to treat King Morgan's
condition.
That said, the collateral that has been put towards it is estimated to pay it off and then some for future treatments for another year. But it will mean sacrificing the whole barony.
Oh boy. Well, hopefully that wasn't an important barony.
It had a gold mine in it, which is why it's valuable. A small gold mine, but sufficient to, as I said, pay for continued treatment for the next year.
All right. Oh, well. It's a mildly successful gold mine. We will hopefully survive. Right. Cool. Money. Finances. Debt.
There is one that you see that is from Lord Archibald Sinister requesting that the, basically, more trade to do with luxury tiger shark goods get brought into the kingdom.
I love this man. He's my favorite. We should marry off Lady Vashar to Lord Sinister.
No, you're not married.
Where did the tiger sharks come from?
All tiger shark, all the time.
Give me a history check.
18.
If you'd rolled low, I was going to say a tiger banged a shark.
But no, I'm glad you did, because that is definitely the type of thing that Magnus would believe.
Yeah, that's where they come from, but more like geographically.
Tiger sharks, they were made because a wizard got bored. Like a lot of strange and wonderful creatures, a wizard got bored and wanted to make a pet shark that could walk on land because he was obsessed with sharks.
They're made by wizards.
They originally made by wizards, but said wizard made enough of them to start breeding them, and now they are a thing.
Where are the breeding populations?
Inland. Weirdly enough, they are freshwater creatures.
And Lord V be from where?
Vashar?
Yeah.
Yeah, he would probably be close-ish. Far closer than you guys.
Do you think we could negotiate a dowry?
Tiger shark dowry.
Yeah.
I think we probably could and all.
We are not...
It's not
real. What the kingdom needs is more tiger shark dick.
No, it's not. Doesn't.
It's not. None of it's this real Armadeus. This is all some sort of silly story.
I think the only way to get out is to play our characters.
And you don't even know what your characters are.
Well, there's no war around, so I can only assume that we're here to cause mischief and mayhem. Oh, no.
Come in.
The person that walks in the door is a dwarf with black hair done up in braids and stuff, like long to the bottom of his chest beard. And it's just, Lord Vizier.
Hello.
And for whatever reason, your brain goes, oh, yes, this is Prince Tristan.
Prince Tristan, pleasure to meet you. It's been far, far too long.
What do you mean? I've been here for a month. Can I get people to make me another perception check?
Oh, no. Again, just garbage. Trash and nothing. 11.
Perception?
Yeah.
I need a bit of wisdom. 12.
Can I get Magnus to give me that perception check, please?
Nice.
That is actually 25, I think. Yeah.
Damn. Yeah, no, there is a full dinner plate sized hole in reality burning beside Tristan as he says this.
Magnus is going to break kayfabe. Not that he has much kayfabe to break. He's like, neither of you can see it.
No, they
see
can't.
What?
See what?
Can make them walk over and try to touch it?
Go for it.
Yeah.
Give me a strength saving throw.
Oh, my God.
We love doing dumb stuff. Oh, that's probably a fail. That's 12.
Cool. You touch it and lose two of your fingers as it sucks them off.
Which... You saw that? Ow.
Wait, what happened to your hand?
No bleeding.
Fingers are gone.
Yeah. As if the bottom two fingers on your left hand never existed.
What happened to you?
Okay, that's...
How long has your hand been like that?
This is Prince Tristan. He lost those fingers in a duel like 10 years ago.
No, he surely did not.
Okay,
actually, no, that's kind of badass. I like that story. We're running with it.
Oh, fine. Okay. Sorry. No, apologies.
Are you three or... Okay.
Yes, we are having a day.
Good.
So,
we're still trying to figure out the major plot line of the story, to be honest with you, Prince Tristan, and we're kind of hoping that you've got a wonderful romance with Lady Vashar for us to follow through to the end.
Are you talking about the play for the festival? Why would there be a play about a relationship between me and Lady
Vashar? Not exactly, but do you have any good news about you and Lady Vashar that we'd like to hear about?
I mean, this is going to sound quite odd. I'm not going to say no. That's where things lead.
Excellent, because bring him inside, shut door. Are you aware of your father's condition?
Brothers.
Brothers' condition.
I was going to say yes, my father is very dead.
Yes, no. Your brother's... have you heard about the king's condition?
Losing his mind, yes.
Yes, good. That makes explanations so much easier on my part. Right, so, that being said, if we are to salvage any kind of relationship with, and I'll walk to the other two, the Lord Lady.
Cadonia.
Yes, we might be marrying the young lady to yourself instead of the king.
For her sake, yes, definitely.
All right, excellent. I apologize if it's for the awkwardness of it, but given your brother's condition.
Quite frankly, my brother's 250, but I don't remember exactly how. He's old, and yes, he has technical years in him, but with the fact that he's losing his mind, I don't particularly wish for anybody to marry him in his current state, which I feel awful about saying.
Don't worry about it, Tristan. If it helps, it's all part of the plot. And I'm going to turn to Amadeus and I'm going to point at Prince Tristan and I'm going to say, do you remember him from the Sanctorum?
Do I remember him?
Okay, no. Probably.
Well, generally shake my head.
Okay, so he's probably a character too.
Okay, so makes things easier on my part. Right, and yes, I will...
How are preparations for the ball coming along?
Thank you.
Fine, the butler is doing a fantastic job as always, organizing the decoration of the ballroom and also the catering of said ball.
Wonderful.
I've been doing my best to keep out of his way and not fiddle with things.
Yes, I mean, last I heard, the musicians were warming up and wonderful, taking the chance to sound like murdered cats before they actually had to sound good.
And how many soul eaters are under the castle right now?
How many what?
Okay, I was just making sure that you weren't an evil spy.
That's one hell of a way to...
Milady Knight was leading...
My suspicion's back on Lord Sinister again. You understand I had to test you out, Tristan.
Yes, the...
Prince Tristan.
My compatriot here was leading our lady guest to her quarters and...
We got waylaid.
By a... creature with bearing a similar description to a soul eater.
If this information was coming from anyone else, I would not believe them.
I scarcely believe it myself. I am in a similar vein. If it came from anybody outside of my compatriots here, I would hasten to believe them as well. But...
Okay, we are going to have to up security because, no.
All right,
yes.
While you do that.
But we can't just, you know, cancel it at all. People are already here.
You know,
and we really need this alliance because.
The cucumbers are being cut as we speak.
Don't ask. Don't.
It's very important.
It's very important.
I don't want to know.
Make sure to eat some cucumbers.
Yes, okay. I will eat some muddy cucumbers.
We're trying to get him to eat more fiber.
Apparently.
Cucumber, okay, sure.
Anyway.
I'm not a chef. I don't know these things.
Neither do I. Anyway, we will let you get about getting about, Your Majesty. I just wanted to fill you in on things.
Well, what, thank you.
Actually, you came into his office. What are you here for?
I was just... my thing suddenly seems far less important now.
No, go for it. Go for it, please.
It's been a while, and I was hoping that the Lord Vizier would know somebody to teach me how to, at the very least, pretend to know how to dance.
You know what?
Given how wonderfully the Lord Vizier has pretended to know how to dance at the past few events.
You know, the Lord Sinister seems like someone who loved dancing.
One moment. Duncan!
Am I wrong? He seems like he would love dancing. He's very flamboyant.
He could dance with a tiger shark.
He could dance with the tiger shark.
Duncan, as I go find the lovely servant that...
The young man steps into the... yes, my lord, your majesty.
The gentleman that's been helping me pretend to know how to dance.
Yes.
Could you introduce him to the prince, please?
Sure.
And it's Lord Sinister, right?
Yes.
You, could you...
I thought everybody... okay, I didn't realize it was a secret.
No. Well, I was just making sure that you knew that we knew that you knew that you knew who he was.
That we knew.
Everybody knows, but no one knows. Shh, it's a secret.
Do we need to silence the chef?
No.
The chef
knows about the cucumbers.
Of all people, the chef probably doesn't know. About the dancing.
Does he know about the tiger sharks?
Why?
Well, if we've got anything to do with it.
Give me strength, Arthur.
Duncan, will you lead us all to Lord Sinister, please? Thank you.
I'm in a damn Monty Python skit.
Why does Arthur Fleur do this to me? Why? Okay.
This comment that I read one time is just like, the Dungeon Master sets up a heist. It is the players that decide whether or not it's the Mission Impossible theme or the Benny Hill theme.
Yeah, well, no. For us, we decide, but mostly the dice decide. But sometimes we decide, and we decide Benny Hill.
Yeah.
And you've met this party.
Yes.
Faulty you Towers ass castle.
Yes. Duncan does lead you all over to Lord Sinister's wing. The room that he is temporarily staying in because he has his own dukedom to attend to for the most part.
The phrase for that is duchy.
Duchy. Yes. Thank you. Duchy. Dukedom sounded better in that moment.
No, it's fine. It's just... technically, the official term is duchy.
But we're from New Zealand, and we should not be expected to know that.
No, the fact that I know that speaks more about...
The thing is, I do know that. In the moment, I didn't. Which I feel like explains D&D in a nutshell.
Yeah.
Anyway, back on topic. You arrive at Lord Sinister's room, and you're not sure how, as... this is a guest room. Lord Sinister has managed to fully redecorate this room in the most edgelord flamboyant way possible.
Is Lord Sinister a frequent visitor to the castle?
Yes.
Is this the room that we usually give him in the castle?
Yes. The problem is that when he leaves, the room is back to normal. It's just whenever he is staying in this room, it somehow always ends up
like this.
Once again, Lord Sinister, I am in awe of your decorating prowess. I like the elephant skull. That's a new one.
Yes, I recently acquired it and decided that I can't travel without it anymore.
Fantastic. And I noticed that you've put down your dance floor.
Yes.
Fantastic. We have use for that today.
Like a good half of the room is some ballroom floor. It's supposed to be carpet.
And you've also brought your blackened red drapes, I see, that are hanging from the ceiling.
Yes, I decided black and red this time rather than black and blue.
It's
black and blue just screamed, I bruise people.
No, it's got a certain gothic appeal. And how many soul eaters did you bring this time?
I'm done. Unless, of course, you count Ripper, but she eats meat, not...
My compatriot is getting off topic.
I am.
Tristan here is in need of your famous...
Unique services.
Your famed skill for making people pretend they know what they're doing while dancing. For the ball tonight, if you have the time...
You know, I just teach you how to dance. You're the one that acts like it's just pretending to know how to dance.
Yes. It's how I convince myself that I am adequate at dancing.
Imposter syndrome gets us all, fair enough.
Yes. If you could give Good Prince some perfunctory lessons before
the ball. Only have 3 hours, so...
Lord Sinister, I have faith in you.
I have faith
in
you.
Well, I guess I'll work some miracles then.
Oh. Excellent. Love a man who can work some miracles. So, Prince Tristan, Lord Sinister. Lord Sinister, Prince Tristan. Have fun. Duncan, let's go.
Yeah, you leave Prince Tristan to get rapid-fire course on ballroom dance.
Fantastic. This is working exactly the way I would hope it would.
Okay, so apparently he's been here for 10 months, despite the fact that he was...
No, he said 1 month.
1 month, despite...
Well, he said 1 month to me. I don't know if you heard 1 month or if the story was getting to you differently.
No.
Because Magnus saw a hole in the world instead, and then he lost 2 fingers.
That's good. Yeah.
Are your fingers back, Magnus? Show me your hands again. Oh, I don't like looking at that. They're still gone.
It's just two empty glove fingers.
Flapping around. Okay. Oh, they're still gone. I don't like that.
No, that's concerning. All right.
Do you think they're gone in the real world, too?
I would hope
not. It'd be middle.
Then you can tell everybody you lost them 10 years ago in a duel.
Sure.
Like Prince Tristan said.
Nah, I'd come up with a better story. Like
a book ate them.
No, that's not scary enough.
You lost them 10 years ago in a duel with a tiger shark.
I lost them 10 years ago in a slam poetry show-off.
Whoa, I didn't know slam poetry got that intense.
Yeah, slam.
Yeah, they slammed the fingers off.
Whoa, I might have to go to something one time. That sounds like a party, actually.
I think more people would go to slam poetry.
If it was more like WWE wrestling.
Yeah. Bad poetry, suplex.
Right, so...
Duncan.
Yes, m'lady.
We are going to go and check out the terrifying catacomb tunnels under the castle.
Right.
Can you lead
the
us...
What?
The terrifying catacomb tunnels under the castle that go into the mountain. The ones that...
I heard that there was a secret escape pass.
It didn't
turns
seem
out it's true.
Okay, cool. It didn't seem particularly secret to me when I was there. I got led there by the Soul Eater.
Right, I forgot that was a discussion that you were having.
Aye. So where's this secret passageway meant to start, then? I'll see if I can find my chalk markings, because I did mark the way.
Lead us...
I don't know.
Okay.
Secret.
Lead us to the deepest part of the castle, all the way back, and we'll probably be able to figure
right,
it out.
The most inland... Okay, yeah.
Aye.
Do you... No, just most... Okay, yes, we can do that.
Thank you.
Thank you, Duncan. You're a treasure.
He leads you in to the quote-unquote deepest part of the castle.
I'm keeping an eye out for the chalk markings that I made.
Give me perception checks.
Oh, come on. Do it good this time and not bad. Good and not bad. Good and not bad. Good and not bad.
Magnus sharp eyes as you. That's 20.
Oh, yeah, you know. It's 14. I'm slowly getting better.
16.
Nice. What colour chalk did Tanwin use?
White.
The trouble is that white chalk on white stone
right.
is hard to see.
It's hard to see.
But, you know, when Magnus has eyes like an eagle... Turns out living in the swamp means that you have to train your eyes to see things.
Yeah. You gotta watch out for the brown alligators in the brown water.
Yeah, you probably have excellent
with brown
color.
He's one of those people that's just like...
That's not beige, that's off-white egg.
It's just like... there are 15 colors here, and everybody else is just like, there is six.
Yeah.
These cones are so developed, you've got no idea.
You've got the quad cones.
Yeah. Magnus is like, okay, this is like with the whole thing, you guys can't see the chalk mark there.
No, but I know that I put them down.
With a 14, this area looks familiar. You're like, I've been in this part of the castle.
Yeah, I think this is where we were going.
Hope so.
Can you see the chalk?
Yeah, Magnus can.
Do you think you could lead us on where I marked it? Because I can't see it anymore. I'm going to be completely honest with you.
I can try.
Thanks. I'll buy you a beer when we get back to the real world. Don't listen to me, Duncan.
I've stopped listening to you.
Fantastic. That's exactly.
You're all a talking nonsense, and I don't want to hear about it.
Okay, that's but exactly if you promise to get me a beer in the fake world, does that promise still count?
In the real world, I'll get you a beer in both. How about that?
Danwin, you should try and get as much debt as you can.
Oh, do you think I can take things out from this world and bring them back into the real world and then I'll have a bunch of stuff?
Oh, we didn't have any of the stuff that we wore on, but maybe if you eat it before we go.
Ooh, then it could be inside me.
Yeah.
And then, yeah, okay, I'll give it a go.
These two idiots just egging each other on every step of the
way.
Do
I have any rings on me?
Yeah, if you want to have rings
on you. I try to swallow a ring.
Give me a constitution save.
Yeah!
Penguin's going to be shitting paper for months.
Aye, that's a 20!
Yeah, you easily
like
swallow the ring.
Candy.
And it's just like a simple platinum band. So, you know, no like odd jewels or anything like that making it troublesome to go down.
We'll see how that works out. This might be a new profitable venture for us, Magnus. I'm feeling good about this.
Uh-huh.
I'm not.
Following Magnus's ability to see where the chalk markings are, which is basically just... I imagine Tanwyn just kind of held her arm out to the wall and ran along.
Yeah, exactly.
So, you know, Magnus being able to differentiate the white from the white.
The chalk white from the stone white.
He's so useful.
Yeah, you guys eventually end up in this tunnel that where it turns from stone to packed earth.
This is definitely the one. It was standing around about there, and its head turned 180 degrees, and then it said something about, I've got to take this. He told me where to take it. And I said, who? And it wouldn't answer me. Something like that. So I was a little bit scared, and I didn't remember it properly. But it definitely went further in.
All right,
and now that I'm thinking about it, very small servant girl carrying a huge trunk full of presumably nice dresses or maybe jewellery was a little bit suspicious to begin with, but I thought that that was fine because I'm very strong and I forget that most people are not as strong as I am. However, we cannot go back on the past. We can only go forward to the future and go down this scary tunnel.
Sure, let's poke this with a stick.
Duncan!
I'm staying right here. I'm not doing that.
Should not come with us. Okay, yes, exactly. I was going to say that, and I'm glad you said it first.
You're the ones with the weapons and...
Aye.
Magic?
Aye.
Magic? All right. Let's go.
I'm just a simple servant. I'm going back to have kitchen duty.
Don't forget to talk to the chef about the cucumbers. Make sure they're very fancy.
Okay. I mean, they always are, but...
Well, that's good to know.
And send someone with a plate of cucumbers to us.
Aye. No. Just leave it here if you want.
Yeah, okay. Yep. I
mean, sure.
Amadeus, it's just a story.
It's just a story.
Okay. And Duncan, like, very speedily
can
power
we call you
walks
Dunk?
Off.
Can we call you Dunk?
He does not acknowledge me.
Can we call you Dunk? Oh, he's gone.
Let's go.
All right, light me up, Amadeus.
I light you up.
Do you think Fantastic. If we hugged Dunk really hard when we left, we'd take him with us?
I think I would probably crush him because of all of my armor.
I know
and
this is a story, but let's not just wantonly kill characters. So, we go down the passageway.
Down the passageway you go. It gets to a point where it splits off in kind of three directions. You get the idea is that this is kind of done to throw off any would-be pursuers.
Ugh. Are there any recent tracks?
Give me survival checks.
Alrighties. Magnus, we might need your eyes again. That is a 15 for Tanwyn.
What check? Mike.
Survival.
Oh, I rolled an 11. Uh-huh. I have a 4 on the bonus die.
Nice. Uh-huh.
So that's 15 plus 6.
Nice.
So it's 21.
Nice.
Excellent. There are scuff marks in... The benefit of being in a tunnel made from packed dirt, there's a lot of dust on the ground.
Aye.
And yeah, no, there's scuff marks and footprints leading off to the right.
Okay.
We follow them.
We follow those.
Cool.
I will be first, although obviously deferring to Magnus when I need him for... tracking.
Yes.
And we'll have a squishy little warlock in the middle.
I presume that Tanwyn is lit up like a Yorkshire Christmas tree.
Yes.
Yes, because it's underground and dark.
Yeah. and she did ask to be lit up before we came in.
So. I did.
Okay, good. I'm just presuming that that's kind of how things always are. Yeah, you guys follow it down. Eventually this branch ends up in another triple four, but you don't need to go any further.
Unfortunately, that is all the time that we have at the moment. There is more to this story.
This Free FM podcast was brought to you with support from New Zealand On Air.